Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Whoa, that's a drastic new haircut that Greg's had. Probably saw it on the camera earlier.
Yeah, I'll have it all off, please.
I'm thinking that I want to get my hair shorter. What do you think?
There's not much of it as it is. How short do you want to go? Are you going to go fully shaved?
I've never done it, but it's so hot that I'm thinking that I might. Is that a good look for me?
What, to have it all off?
Not all of it.
Are you going to have just a strip? Have like Puck on
Glee?
Yeah.
I don't think that is how I roll.
Well, what were you going to go for? Because it's tiny and like it's really short anyway.
If I go shorter, will you...
Still fancy you?
Will I be treated
You're basically asking me whether you'll still be attractive if you shave your head.
I don't think it's going to work for me.
I think it will.
Will you treat me like a thug?
Do you want to be treated like a thug?
Oh, okay, this is going weird.
Well, no, I don't know. I'm like, what do you... I don't know how to answer your question.
Will I generally be treated as a thug if I go that short?
Well, it depends.
Because of my moon face.
Well, if you start going, cut the cans. You're going to turn into, like... real kind of butch man. I quite like it.
Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm not going that short, I've decided. Because I've got to tan my head then as well. Like, it'll just be, like, really tanned up to that point. Forehead and then white. That'll look weird. Adam, who's been on from Peterborough, says one word, Mills. Ears. True. They'll look even more massive. Stephen Slough, you did just open your show with a... Oh, hello. I don't think you'll be... mistaken for a thug anytime soon. Yeah, good point.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, I've got a rest day from the gym today, which means
I can go to the cinema this afternoon
full
on
asleep.
My own.
Yeah, but you're full asleep.
Though. Sex and the City is still running.
Alan, look at me. Look at me.
Yes.
I'm a man.
Okay.
Hear me roar.
I'll go and see it for you.
That's more of a quack.
Shut up. Hear me roar.
I'll have a look for other films for you.
Search for things like fighting, blood, rugby. Is there a movie where men fight bears? Bear versus man. Certificate 20. Yeah. It's even worse than an 18. Yeah. I'll go see that movie. That's what it's called, by the way.
You know, Moyles in that trailer was just talking about falling asleep in the cinema.
Mm.
Right. Nothing annoys me more than that. I haven't done it for a while. But I always blame the person that I went with for not waking me up. So why didn't you wake me up? It gets me really mad.
Yeah, but I'm the opposite. Like, if I fall asleep in a film, my boyfriend will try and wake me up. I'll be like, no, I just want to go to sleep. And he'll be like, I didn't pay this money.
Yeah.
Obviously, I pay sometimes. But he'll be like, I didn't pay this money for you to just fall asleep. You could fall asleep at home. I'm like, but you know when you're tired, you can't.
No, but I want to be woken up.
Why?
What, you go and turn over, do you?
Yeah.
In your seat?
Yeah, because... when you're tired, when you're that tired, when you need to sleep, you need to sleep.
But you've just gone... he's just paid for you to go to the cinema.
Okay, well, why are you falling asleep when you're not tired, then?
No, I was tired.
Well,
but
surely
I still
you can't help falling asleep.
But then I don't get to see the end of the film. And I'm stupid.
Oh, I always see the end. I always fall asleep kind of about three quarters of the way through for about 15 minutes and then wake up for the last 10 minutes.
No, last time I did it, the credits were rolling. That's annoying. I mean, there are boring bits in the middle, right, that I don't care about missing. But the end bit, I want to see that. Don't wake me up as the credits are rolling.
But I thought they deliberately pumped cold air into cinema. Is this a fiction?
I don't think that's
true.
So
basically they pumped cold air into the cinema to wake everyone up about 10 minutes from the end?
No. Last time I went to the cinema, which was about 2 weeks ago, it was absolutely boiling because there was weather like this.
What did you watch, please?
I did go and see Sex and the City 2. Oh, God.
Did you love it?
No. What is the point of that?
I loved it.
It's fine for, like for half an hour, and then they go on that pointless trip to Abu Dhabi, and, like, seriously...
It's not pointless.
It is pointless. Anyway, I was thinking, one of my mates went to the cinema to see a family movie on a Saturday afternoon recently, and he went with his two younger brothers, who are kids, and the two parents of the kids went, and the two grandparents, and they all fell asleep. That's quite a lot of people to fall asleep in one film.
Have they had a heavy lunch?
No, they were just thought it was rubbish, and they were tired. Tomorrow on this show...
What film did they watch?
I can't say.
Go on.
I don't even remember, actually.
A family film.
It was a family film, Saturday afternoon, and they all went... it was 26 degrees yesterday in Telford. Karina went to see a film last night and she took socks and a scarf and a fleece to wrap up once she was inside. Also, hello to Janine off of Stoke, who sleepwalked in the cinema once. She actually did a sleepwalk, woke up and shouted something random, and then walked out to the payphones. Then her boyfriend woke her up. That's impressive. See? There's always someone that goes one better than you. I was wrong about P. Diddy. I'm sorry, Diddy. It was Chris Rock who fell asleep in the interview with Chris Moyles, not you. Just thinking, I'd quite like to get a guest in and see if we could make them fall asleep during the interview. Not Kylie tomorrow. I don't want her to fall asleep. But who could we get in? Who's quite kind of dozy? One that doesn't speak came up with Eamon Holmes. That would be good.
Why would we have him on the show?
Well, I don't know.
Just to get him to fall asleep?
Yeah, that's the idea. For no other reason. Yeah, because he gets up really early because he does Sky News, doesn't he, first thing in the morning? And then sometimes on a Friday he goes off to do This Morning as well. So then we get him to come in on a Friday after he's done two TV shows. He's probably got up about 4 o'clock. We take Eamon out for lunch, a nice heavy lunch, give him a couple of glasses of wine before he comes on air, and then, hey, bingo, I reckon he will probably fall asleep. Any other ideas for people that are a bit dozy and might fall asleep?
I quite like the challenge.
Do you think Charles would?
Yeah, definitely. When he starts on in his new breakfast one.
Yeah, he's getting up early soon.
Yeah, and he's quite like, oh, is it at the best of times, isn't he?
So yeah.
So it won't take much to send him off.
So by 4:30, he'll definitely be off. Give him a couple of beers, a couple of cans beforehand. that's fine. It's like his evening time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it might be, I think it'll work.
Okay. Solely for the purpose of just getting them to fall asleep.
It's not particularly good radio when you just sit there snoring.
Yes, it will. We're getting all papers and everything. Childs falls asleep live on air. It'd be brilliant. James Corden?
He wouldn't fall asleep, would he?
Don't know. He's quite hyper, but I also think that he might be a heavy napper. Do you know what I mean? Eminem might be quite good.
I think if we got Eminem on, we wouldn't want him to fall asleep. I think we'd want him to, like, to ask him questions.
I want to see if he snores. Ozzy Osbourne? Yeah. Or Brian Bellow? He would fall asleep.
Yeah, he would.
He definitely would.
He'd have a funny snore as well, bless him.
We're just trying to kind of get a list together of people that might fall asleep during an interview. That's our goal. Now, over the course of the World Cup, we have had some exclusive access to Fabio Capello here on this show on Radio 1. He's mostly been calling up a respected BBC sports journalist with some exclusive interviews. And what we have here now, I think, may be the last phone call to that respected sports journalist by Fabio Capello as England manager.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. It's Fabio.
Oh, God. Hello.
You don't sound particularly pleased to hear from me today, Mark.
Well, you sound rather surprisingly cheery.
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you tell me why you are sounding happy, Fabio.
Well, I have got some great plans for the next game.
Have you? Which game's that?
The one on the weekend.
What, are you having a five-side kickabout or something?
No, it's the World Cup, isn't it?
And I have to say, Fabio, your Welsh accent gets better by the day.
So anyway, I need some advice for this next match.
Wait, who are you playing in this match, Fabio?
Who am I playing, as in what positions and stuff? Well, Joe Cole in goal.
Right.
And the other ones have yet to be decided, but I'm looking forward to it.
We're still going on the rhyming thing, are we?
We are, yes. I've had a
Ledley
few...
Ledley King on the wing.
Yes.
And who's up front again?
Heskey up front? No, that doesn't work, does it?
No, it really doesn't work, no. not even close to working. Do you know what, Fabio? That's the first football joke that you've ever done. Well done!
I didn't even realise. That's the only reason I substituted him at the weekend, was just to make that joke 4 days later.
Well done. Do you know what? That's worth your £6 million salary on any time. Or your £6 million salary, as I said on air the other day.
Enough about your broadcasting expertise. Do you know where any of my players have gone? Because I'm having a problem getting hold of them.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you sat there on your own with no players around you?
I know no one's turned up for training.
Really?
Yeah.
So you still think you've got a game this weekend, do you?
Well, I assume no one's told me otherwise.
Really?
I just can turn up, see what happens.
You do that. You do that. It'd be astonishing.
I tell you what I like most of all, Mark, is that you've now given me a South African mobile number so I don't run up your bill.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. I wish I'd done that 10 days ago, to be honest.
£300 later, what are you doing to my voice?
What happened then?
I think I was trying to say that £300 later you finally realise that it might be a good idea to get a new sim.
I'm glad you've got something else to laugh about whilst.
I'm having a lovely time.
Are you?
Yeah. All right, just one more question, Mark, before I go.
Yeah?
Do you think I look more like Bo Selector Mel B or Postman Pat?
Postman Pat, me. can you do me a big favour as well, please?
All right, Mark, what is it?
I used to work on a... There used to be, like, this little orange fella who did a show in the afternoons called Scott Mills. Have you heard of him?
No.
Well, every year... He used to do, in conjunction with me, an annual men's semi-finals joke on the second Friday of Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I'm not going to be there to do it. And I actually don't trust men's semis in Scott's hands. So would you be able to phone him up and do the annual joke for me on Friday? You all right, Fabio? Fabio! Will you do that for me, Fabio?
Yes.
Alright, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Fabio Capello, the England manager. That's incredible. Matt from Accrington is 25 and had his first Chinese takeaway 6 months ago. How can you have 25 years without sweet and sour pork balls? That is incredible. Apart from if you're vegetarian, of course. And I'm sure you're fine.
Kung Pu tofu?
What's Kung Pu tofu?
I don't know.
You made that up.
Is it that Kung is Po not, chicken?
It's Kung Po, not Kung Pu tofu.
I've always said it wrong then.
That's horrible.
No wonder they always look at me funny when I order it.
I'll just have a Kung Pu, please.
All right.
Wow. That's incredible.
Have they given you a Kung Pu? What you actually asked for, and then did you have a horrible
no,
shock?
No, Tulip. They haven't, right, but Tulip. Good investigative journalism there.
Need to make sure.
Needed to get to the bottom of that.
I'm Scott Mills, and this is Becky, who's never eaten an orange until now. So Elliot is back for day 3 of his reign on Oh, What's Occurring in a Minute. Today on Oh, Has Louis Walsh Got a Dirty Mind? We are loving Josie off of Big Brother. And more rubbish that celebs tweet coming up. Oh, I think Nick Knowles might be talking about us on the 5 o'clock show.
Oh, who's presenting this week? Does it say?
Doesn't say. Just a few texts I'm getting.
What's he saying about us?
He's saying that...
Is it about the jacket?
God, I hope not. I think he's saying that we've been making a joke of him for a couple of years.
Oh, no.
It's not true. You're a hero. You know that. Anyway, don't switch over to that now because he's finished talking about us. It was literally like a sentence. But hi, Nick.
Oh, we love Nick.
Hi, Nick, if you're listening.
It's done with the utmost affection.
It still baffles me how people have Radio 1 on and the TV at the same time. Or sometimes they have two radio stations on. Like, if we're playing the same song as Radio 2, loads of people text in sometimes going, oh, you're playing Swedish House Mafia and they're playing it on Radio 2 as well. Not that one.
That doesn't happen.
No.
Sean Kingston, maybe, but not...
Kanan, definitely. Yeah. But, like, how do you do that? Just listen to one, or maybe just watch the TV or listen to the radio? Not both. Impressed by your multitasking skills, though.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, Elliot.
Hello, good actual afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, how are you?
All right, what's been going on?
I was just saying, I've been catching up with Big Brother. I'm loving it at the moment.
A lot of people are loving it this year, I think.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most popular ones because it's obviously the last one. I think people are maybe tuning in a bit more.
Yeah, it's kind of renewed people's interest a bit.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
I think Josie's good. I think Shabby is my worst, I think.
Me too.
I think she might go on Friday.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think she's up. I think she's off this time.
Here's my question to you. With Shabby,
yeah.
Do you think she just put, like, you know, the eyeliner she wears?
Yeah.
Do you think she just kind of applied it by drawing around her eye with a permanent marker before she went into the house and just kind of that's it and left it there till now?
It's never off, is it, actually, now you mention it?
Yeah. I think it's just permanent marker pen.
You know, like when you see your friends and they normally wear quite a lot of eyeliner, and if you see them without, you're like, whoa!
Yeah.
Not I wouldn't be surprised.
Anything else you've been doing?
Just watching that. Just catching up with General TV. And that's about it.
Yeah, cool.
It's all good.
I love it how you're just enjoying not having any exams or any school left.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good at the moment.
It's hard being a man of leisure.
What time do you get up of a morning?
Well, it's really weird because I'm always up at about 6:30 and people always ask me why, because obviously no school, but I just wake up at that time and I just can't get back to sleep.
Whoa.
So 6:30, Sundays as well, I'm always up.
Okay.
Even on a weekend?
Yeah.
That'll change as you get older.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
I'm so old.
That'll change as you
actually,
get older.
As you get older, you need less sleep, don't you? Do you remember, like, nans and grandads are always up at, like, 5:00 in the morning? It's like, what are you doing?
I know, my nan, bless her, she's not around anymore, but, like, she'd go to bed at, like, 1 a.m., like, watch all the telly, and then she'd be up again at 5:00. Like, seriously, can we, like... When I used to go and stay around her house, oh, God, can I just go back to sleep? Oh, I'm up already. Bless her. Okay, it's time for today's... Oh.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know Louis Walsh off X Factor?
Yeah.
What do you think his sense of humour's like?
I can imagine he's got quite a good sense of humour.
Do you think he knows some dirty jokes?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we put this to the test earlier by playing Louis Walsh 3 bits of innuendo bingo. Now, for each one of these, he had a mouthful of water. It's a simple question to both of you. How many of the innuendos would make him spit the water out? Elliot?
I think 2 again, same as yesterday.
So, on Celebrity Innuendo Bingo with Louis Walsh, 2 spits of the water.
Yeah.
Becky?
1, because on X Factor I think he has to sometimes hold in when he just wants to laugh at the auditioners. So I'm going to say 1 because he'll try and hold it in.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Hi, Lou Walsh.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good. How are your X Factor auditions going?
It's really good. We were in Dublin this week. We're going to Cardiff tomorrow and we're in Manchester next week. So we've only 4 days left.
Got any goss?
Really good. Katy Perry was a brilliant judge. She was in Dublin. She was fantastic. She was really funny, and she put Simon in his place. I love that.
Ha.
We got Pixie on in Cardiff, and we had Jerry Halliwell. Remember her? She was in the band years ago. And we had somebody else. Oh, we had Natalie. Natalie in British. She was really good. She's in Australia now.
Right, Louis, this is Celebrity Innuendo Bingo. I'm going to play you some clips of some stuff that sounds a bit rude from the TV or the radio.
Good.
I need you to take some water in your mouth. Do you have water there?
Yes.
Okay, so bung it in your mouth, Louis.
Ooh.
Here's Cliff Richard talking about Elvis Presley. Let's see if you laugh.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found it I was inside him.
Yeah.
Did you spit it out, Louis?
Yeah.
Here's Evan Davis talking about stuff. Take the water in your mouth. Let's see if you spit it out.
When you add it all together, you add the words of the IMF, the G7, the G20, other central banks, and the EU. You've got a very big package this morning.
Yeah.
I think that's 2.
Yes, good.
And 1 more.
Yeah.
More water, please.
Safe to say, we're very much looking forward to Willie hanging out.
That's another one. Thank you, Louis Walsh.
Same time, bye.
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 Wow, what a guy. There were 3 spits there. He couldn't hold it in.
Yay.
Go on, Elliot. You can have that point.
Thanks. Oh, what's occurring?
Right, now let's talk about Josie from Big Brother.
Yep.
OMG, she's lush.
Do you love her? She's
lush. I do, yeah.
I think she's everyone's favourite. Because she just seems nice and she just says it like it is. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you think she has a type of bloke? What kind of bloke do you think she goes for, Becky?
men in football kits.
Okay. You've been watching, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you have a type? What kind of blokes do you go for?
I don't know. Someone funny?
Funny, good, yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't say, like, a farmer or a specific, like, type of... someone with a specific profession.
What's wrong with farmers?
No, I mean, like, I wouldn't narrow it down to a specific profession.
The farming community.
There's nothing wrong with farmers.
Farmer community is going to be on now. Have you got a type, Elliot?
A woman. I just think good sense of humour, really.
No, see, always go for the funny, that's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Josie has a type. In fact, she might have more than one. My question to you, on Monday night's Big Brother, how many types of bloke did Josie have, Becky?
Oh, it was quite a few. It was like everyone that was in the YMCA and a couple more, so like seven, eight.
Becky says eight. Elliot says...
I'm saying seven.
Okay. Let's find out. Here's Josie on Big Brother talking about her favourite men.
Josie has come to the diary room.
I think I got a bit of a... what do you call it when you... a fantasy. I think I like blokes in football kits. I don't know what it is. I quite like the rugby player look as well. Quite like the soldier look as well. Quite like the navy look. I even quite like the police uniform. Quite nice. Quite like overalls.
Whoa. So there were... six in there.
Yeah.
Unbeatable. High five.
Oh, what's the kidding?
I can't believe all the farmers are on. Do you really think I come from Somerset and would never go out with a farmer? That's just ridiculous.
This show is well popular amongst young farmers.
And I love all of them.
Elliot?
Yeah.
I can do it back.
I'm still here.
I can do it back, listen. Yeah. Okay, that's annoying now.
Why are we doing this?
Huh?
Why are we doing this?
Just high-fiving each other, aren't we? It's all fine. Okay, next one is... who's that tweeting? Now, I do follow quite a few celebrities on Twitter, and obviously they tweet stuff, and I see it and think, oh, that'd be good for who's tweeting. So what you do... is just give me a couple of guesses each and we'll see what you think. Okay, today, read out by the lovely Ian from Radio 1's office upstairs. Who's tweeting this?
So, lost my passport again and no ID. 5-hour train journey to Scotland again. Well done, you turd.
Who's tweeting that about themselves? Elliot.
How about Tiny Temper?
Tiny Temper? Okay, calling themselves a turd. Becky?
Simon Cowell.
So, lost my passport again and no ID. 5-hour train journey to Scotland again. Well done, you turd.
Simon Cowell would blatantly have someone to hold his passport for him, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
So, still going with Cowell?
Yeah.
Elliot?
Yeah, same.
Tiny Temper?
Yeah.
No, it was Dinah Vickers who called herself a turd.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love her. She's so disorganised. She really is. She's the kind of person that would lose everything. I love her. Same as me. Here's your next person, but who's celebrity tweeting this?
Oh, God, I'm here again, slumped on sofa, watching footy. Before I know it, it'll be 11 o'clock and I'll be knackered and smelling of Doritos.
James Corden.
Okay. Elliot?
Oh, I was going to say that. I'm going to say Dizzy Rascal just because they did that collaboration, didn't they?
Okay, cool.
Elliot, I think your excessive amount of high-fiving has made your phone go funny.
It does sound really... I thought it was just my end, but it's yours as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Quite crackly, yeah. Let's make sort it out. No, that's made it worse. Okay, this person.
Oh, God, I'm here again, slumped on sofa, watching footy. Before I know it, it'll be 11 o'clock and I'll be knackered and smelling of Doritos.
Gonna stick with your answers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Sarah Cox.
Oh,
of course.
I should have known with the food being the clue.
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't she post that yesterday?
Yes, she did.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's your next one. Which celebrity is tweeting this?
Oh, baked beans, you never let me down. Thanks, UK, for making this a breakfast staple.
Hmm. Who could that be?
Katy Perry.
Elliot?
I'll say, I don't know. Plan B. I've got no idea.
Plan B.
Maybe B stands for beans.
Yes.
Plan beans.
Oh, baked beans, you never let me down. Thanks, UK, for making this a breakfast staple.
It was Katy Perry.
Yeah!
Oh, no!
She loves the baked bean.
Do you know what? I actually wish it had been plan beans.
Thanks, UK, you see, which would suggest they are not from the UK. Okay. Here's your next celebrity tweet. Who's it by, though?
The relationship between me and my washing machine deepens. No one else in my life matters more.
Elliot, you first.
Again, I've got no idea. I'm just going to say, Pixie Lott, maybe? I don't know.
Pixie Lott, okay.
Britney Spears.
Again?
The relationship between me and my washing machine deepens. No one else in my life matters more.
Do you think Britney Spears is particularly close with the washing machine?
Yeah. I think it's a top loader.
Are you sticking with your answers?
I saw that again today. I can't remember who it's by, though. Oh, that's a nightmare.
Sticking with it, then?
Yeah. It's not right, though.
It's not. The answer was Joe Wiley.
Oh, of course.
Who seems to be loving her washing machine at the moment.
Rock and roll.
Okay, here's your next celebrity tweet.
Me? In Playboy? Heavens no, hell no. Heavens and hell no. Thanks but no thanks. Please don't believe what you read.
Answers, please.
Joe Wiley.
Elliot.
Again, I'm saying Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Well, that's a good guess.
Me? In Playboy? Heavens no, hell no. Heavens and hell no. Thanks but no thanks. Please don't believe what you read.
Sticking with your answers.
Yeah.
You're both wrong. It's Justin Bieber's mum.
What?
Some rumour that she's going to do Playboy.
I love it that you're following Bieber's mum.
Of course I am. Studio Mama. That's her name. And your last celebrity tweet. Who is this?
This damn heat. My Calippo's gone flaccid.
Becky.
Oh, Allard of the Chris Moyles Show.
Elliot.
How about Matt Fincham?
Matt Fincham.
This damn heat. My Calippo's gone flaccid.
Sticking with those answers?
Yeah.
No, you're both wrong. It's Alan Carr. Of course.
Oh, the old car. Yeah.
See, easy when you know. But that means, Elliot, that you are storming through again to tomorrow's Oh What's Occurring.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, speak to you tomorrow then.
Thanks, Scott. Bye.
High five.
Bye.
Oh.
High five.
What's a kitty?
My flatmate's birthday tomorrow. Can you remind me not to forget?
Don't forget.
Tomorrow. No, not now, obviously, because it's still in my head now, because I asked you 5 seconds ago. I'm not some kind of goldfish. I'm talking about tomorrow. Can you remind me?
You do forget quite a lot. I don't think you can say to me, I'm not some kind of goldfish, because the amount of stuff you forget, you probably are. Okay. Well, how old is he going to be?
30. I've waited for this for a long time. Yes, am I putting up banners everywhere with 30 on? Yes, I am. Yeah.
Did you keep them from yours?
Am I getting a massive card with a bigger badge on it saying I am 30? Yes, I am.
Is it an oversized badge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A really embarrassing one?
All that. Now, I was going to have a go at him, but obviously it's his birthday tomorrow. But something arrived in the post today, and I'm not happy about it. But what can I do? Because actually, it's his birthday, so I can't really have a go at him on his birthday.
What was it?
Sometimes I think my flatmate forgets that we live in actually a fairly small flat. You've been to my flat, right?
Yeah.
It's not that big. There's not that much room.
No.
Right, so I said that it was fine, even though I didn't really think it was, for the couple of cairns football table to be there.
Mm. That takes up most of the lounge space.
Yes, it does. But I said, all right, okay, that's fair enough.
It's not like you have an extra games room that's kind of in your lounge.
It's in the lounge.
Yeah, right, in the middle.
Kind of in the middle.
Between the sofas.
Yeah. So
in front of the TV.
So I said, I'm not an unreasonable person, you know that.
Yeah.
I said, that's fine. Yes, you can have the football table in the lounge for when the lads come round. Doesn't ever play it.
I was going to say, how often do lads come round?
Never. Never, ever, ever. I just
the fox is around more than the lads.
I just put stuff on it.
Right.
Anyway, so it's basically just quite an expensive table. Today, this massive brown box arrived, and it's like this tall. It's taller than me.
Bigger than you, with your arms up.
Yeah. And I'm like, what's this? I haven't even been told about this. And where are we going to put it? Early midlife crisis, ahoy. It's this thing called a slam man.
A what?
Right, I'll show it to you.
Is he okay?
I opened this box and that was what was in it today.
Right, is it something that you use for boxing?
Yeah.
So it's basically like a kind of boxing bag, but in the shape of a weird robot man.
Yeah, and it appears to have like lights on it, and I think the lights kind of light up and then you punch the lights or something. Now notice how that looks quite big there on that picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine that in my living room.
Where's that going to go?
Exactly, where is it going to go? I didn't even know about this. But he was like, then I rang him earlier, he was like, well, Mr. M, we can use it to do boxing. But where are we going to put it?
I like the way you make him call you Mr. M.
I don't make him call...
Is it the robot one he's gone for, or is it the sort of nude man one that he's gone for that's like four down on that shopping website?
It's this one here.
They're not cheap, are they?
No, they're really not. What's he doing ordering that?
Maybe he wants to beef up.
It looks like a robot mat. Yeah, but where am I going to put it? I said yes to the football table. What can I do now?
I think you should move the big light.
So now I've got a massive robotic living room, and also a football table. What next?
Well, that's got seven lights on it, so just get rid of the table lamp and put Slam Man on there instead.
So see, he now doubles up as some exercise equipment and a light.
Mood lighting.
What are you saying about Wimbledon, Becky?
Oh, don't get me started. Have you noticed this year... And it's not that I don't like couples who are madly in love, but have you noticed this year that there is an excessive amount of close-ups of people having a pash at Wimbledon?
What, proper snogging?
Yeah. Like, I was watching on Saturday in the Andy Murray match, and they basically, one man was, like, eating this woman's ear off. And then it cut to this other couple who were, like, kind of in the middle of it. And I thought, 25 seconds of watching someone eat someone else's ear, not why I watch tennis, really.
No.
You don't get that in football, do you?
But was it a particularly boring bit of the tennis?
No, you know, like when they change ends or when they go and sit down and have a bit of a towel on their face and
eat
some
an orange.
Water, yeah.
Is that the wrong sport? Do they eat an orange?
They tend to have bananas in tennis.
Do they?
Mm.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Have you noticed snogging?
Yeah, I think that the directors are a bit, maybe a bit pervy.
Was it
Wimbledon.
Last year, the
yes.
girl in the...
Do you remember?
Jumping up and then chappers like that.
Yeah, there was a girl who was jumping up and down for a while, and she wasn't the smallest girl in that area. And, yeah, there was a proper slow-mo for about, 10 seconds of her just bouncing up and down. Yeah, I mean, they have many screens to choose from, you know? They don't have to go. That's not the only picture they can see, the person eating the other person's ear. But yes, I have noticed it a bit. How many times have you noticed it?
Oh, it's been about 7 or 8.
Right. Puts you off the tennis, doesn't it?
I'm on snogging spot now.
Yeah, I mean, PDAs in public I have a problem with, and on TV, you know, they could just cut away. I take your point.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.